Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
When you get guys that get out of line and say things that other people have to then comment on.
Innovator.
But when the Brett Favre saga is going on and that's all anybody's talking about, I like the fact that our organization would say, this is how we're messaging this.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
If you got 100 people saying 100 different things, you don't have much of an organization.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
One of my favorite parts of the show, Eric, is getting a chance to talk to Tausch. Good morning, Tausch.
Good morning. That's one of my favorite parts of your guys' show, too.
Yeah.
When I talk to you guys.
Hey, we got the All-Star break. And, of course, yesterday the Brewers ended the unofficial first half of the season by getting swept by the Pirates. And Tausch, as a former professional athlete, when, us – people in the media talk about, oh, momentum and how is it going to the break? And is this bad that the Brewers got swept and the Pirates improved to 5-1 against the Brewers so far this season? Is this sweep in Pittsburgh over the weekend a big deal, little deal, or no deal at all?
Here's what I would say. Getting swept in a baseball season is going to happen. You're going to have some ups and downs. I think it is a big deal, though, because you've looked at this season and we've just been consistent. We've gotten better and better, but you're always worried about injuries and you're always worried about kind of, all right, what's that outlook moving forward? And our starting pitching has been kind of the bedrock. And when you start looking at Harrison with his elbow, and now I don't know what the deal is with Miz. But when I felt like when they made that announcement and he wasn't pitching and they're going to give him a little bit, you kind of knew, all right, they're shutting this thing down for the first half of the season. I'm not overly worried about it, but you do have to start thinking the strength of this team has been starting pitching, and now you're talking about three of your best having some type of – and, I don't know exactly with Miz if it's just rest. I'm always a little nervous on that end of it. So the momentum has been stifled a little bit. Everybody's kind of bundled and caught back up a little. I still love this team. I think they have all of the right things in place. But I am, if I'm being honest, I am a little bit nervous when you start talking about the injuries at one spot like we have.
Yeah, and hopefully it is just getting a little extra rest for Miz. After all, he was leading the major leagues in innings pitched and strikeouts
but
and everything.
That wasn't the plan, though. If that had been the plan,
yep,
Telly.
I agree.
If they would have said on Thursday, hey, you know what, we're just going to give him the time. Then everyone would have been fine with it. When it's a Saturday night thing like that, and then you throw Gasser to the Wolves.
Yeah,
and fellas, the other part of that too, and it's a good point. Everybody understands we want Miz humming when this second half goes in. If you got to skip a start here and there, I'm always nervous when you kind of start doing things unplanned. And then what that does, and we saw that yesterday with just the absolute routage that happened. Everybody kind of picks up on that, and this team, what makes this team the last couple of years so special is that grittiness and that they're not giving in. Yesterday, that was kind of that case. When you make that, when you make it, and then everybody else, it's like when you put a backup goalie in and you tell everybody, we still think, you're playing, and you put that guy in, and all of a sudden you can kind of see the intensity let down. This team has to stay intense. And I get it. It's 162 games, and there's an All-Star break coming. You're finally going to give. They've been on a long stretch. That's why I'm not overly concerned. But I would feel better had, Murph and Matt Arnold, everybody just come out and said, after Miz's last start, hey, we've piled up a lot of innings. Let's take a beat. We're going to give him off. We're going to let him take this long 10, 15 days, and he's back for the next start. Now you start hearing, well, we might skip another start. That's when I get a little bit jittery.
Yeah. Home run derby, yay or nay?
Love it. I love this idea, though. I think instead of it just being normal, I think Bryce Harper mentioned this. I kind of like the idea of you get like a golden aluminum bat that you can bring out and see if somebody can hit it 600 or 700 feet. I think doing some things that would make it add at another level. And I don't know what they're even doing now, if they're doing timed or if it's outs or however they're going about it. I'd like to see them continue to just tweak a little bit to make it even a little more fun fan-wise. Bring in, you know, some guys bring their dads to throw BP. Yeah. All that stuff's great. Do unique things. Try to do something different, and I'm still on board with it.
Yeah. All right, Taos. Thank you, sir.
All right, fellas.
You know what I always go by? My kids. My kids, yeah, for a long time, could not miss the home run derby.
Yeah.
And that, don't let your jade affect what your kids are.
That's
considered.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Tasher on Wisconsin Morning News is always sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.